Pierre Toulouse has been tasked with trying to convince policymakers in the French government to promote cycling. He works in the Environment Ministry as an advisor for coordinating cycling in France. He argues that bike lanes are a cheap way to invest in infrastructure. Plus, cycling has other benefits.
It's silent, it's good for your health, and it makes the town a very pleasant place to live.
But he says he's not often taken very seriously. People are willing to listen, he says. I agree with you, they tell him.
Oh yes, you're right. Well, now I have something important to do. So bikes give sympathy, but it's not really serious.
Getting people to care about bikes is an uphill battle, as France, unlike neighboring Belgium or the Netherlands, doesn't really have a daily bike culture. Sure, there's the Tour de France, but Pierre Toulouse says that's very different.
When you go to see the Tour de France, you take your car. The bike is, in the mind of people in France, something very pleasant to use for leisure or holidays.
He credits city bike sharing programs like the Vélib in Paris or its predecessor, the Vélov in Lyon, with getting people onto bikes. Laurent Mercat, who's the co-founder and managing director of Smoove, which makes bike share hardware and software, agrees.
It's the chicken and egg story.
The chicken and the egg. Do you start building cycling infrastructure and hope for the riders, or do you wait for the riders before putting in the infrastructure? French cities banked on the former, with Lyon introducing thousands of bikes in 2005. Paris followed 2 years later.
And this is like creating the revolution. The bike sharing is developing individual use of bike, which is very good.
Mercat credits the advertising companies JC Decaux and Clearstream for putting in place the original bike share programs. But he says their model of getting advertising rights in return for managing these systems is evolving. Public transit authorities today want their own systems. And his product, Smoove, he says, provides that for 17 cities, including Moscow. He shows how the bikes work.
You have to whack up the Smoove box.
His bikes are self-contained with the hardware to check them out right on the bikes themselves rather than on their docks.
Then the bike is communicating by radio, Zigbee radio, to another system, checking the account. And when you have the bit, you go.
The subscription service for his system can be integrated into existing transit systems, which Sonia Lavdino, a Geneva-based researcher who looks at active modes of transportation like biking and walking, says is the way of the future.
When you have these on-demand modes that become very easily available, then it becomes easier to just start walking. And when you just start walking, you keep on walking until you need, at one point, another of these modes.
For her, though, getting more integration between public transport and bike sharing programs needs government support. She calls this a nudge.
It's what we could call the architecture of choice. If you give the right nudges to people, then they will automatically take the right path.
Pierre Toulouse hopes that one of these nudges could be subsidies. Many companies subsidize their employees' transit passes. Why not cycling? He's working on a test run with 20 companies, which will be paying bike commuters 25 cents a kilometer.
And after that, we are going to try to count to assess how many commuters are going to bike with that benefit.
This subsidy could be an encouragement, but it's also about equality, he says. Public transit is subsidized by companies. You can write off car mileage on your taxes.
All the ways are encouraged, but not bikes. So it's equality. To say bike is a real mean of transportation.
The finance ministry is dubious about subsidizing cyclists, but Toulouse thinks that twice as many people will commute by bicycle. And while that's not very many more overall, it is a step in the right direction. More and more people are cycling today.
20 years ago, there were no bikes.
Give it 10 more years, he says.
I give you an appointment in 10 years and you'll see there will be 10% of bikers everywhere in France.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.